You're listening to KCBX. Good Tuesday morning. I'm Randall White. The wine industry has been an economic hero in San Luis Obispo County, but on the other hand, it has also been blamed for taking too much water from the county's groundwater basins. In this second report on water resources of the Central Coast, we ask grape growers how they deal with drought and what they do to conserve water. Jason Lopez has more.
The cruel irony, of course, is that Paso Robles was named Wine Region of the Year for 2013 by Wine Enthusiast magazine, while one of the worst droughts on record raised questions about the viability of farming the grapes that are arguably the engine of Paso's success. Wine grapes are now the number one crop in terms of value in San Luis Obispo County, so it's no surprise that in places with dwindling water resources like Napomo and Paso, communities have questioned how much vineyards and the wine industry should grow.
I would like to have some staying power to stay in agriculture, which means it's got to be sustainable. You're going to have the economy work.
Dana Merrill owns Pomar Junction Winery in Templeton and sits on the board of the Paso Robles Agricultural Alliance. He says a solution to the water shortage must be shared by grape growers as well as anyone who expects water to come out of their tap at home.
Most of the studies I've seen have suggested that agriculture is really using about the same water they did maybe, you know, in the 80s, mainly because we're not watering sugar beets, we're not watering much alfalfa, and the wine grapes are pretty thrifty users.
They're pretty good at finding water in the soil.
That's Michael Costello, a professor of viticulture at Cal Poly.
That's how they evolved. They evolved in fairly dry environments, and their thing is to explore the soil profile, send their roots down really deep, and laterally, and pick up as much water as they can. So we call that mechanism drought avoidance, and that's why they were planted early on in California history, because they could actually be grown without irrigation, and that's initially how grapes were grown in California until fairly recently.
When you talk about dry farming on the Central Coast, you invariably run into this man.
People say, what the heck is he doing this? And I was, to be candid with you, looked a little bit as a lunatic.
It's that guy from Europe.
Yeah, he's got a weird accent, and, you know, he's not even second-generation farmer. What the heck does he know? And now people ask me to give presentation on dry farming. I'm like, oh, okay.
Belgian-born Jean-Pierre Wolf began to transition old Chardonnay vines to dry farming about 16 years ago. Dry farming is a method to get vines back to their instincts of sending roots deep for water.
I don't use any water. So you can say under normal years, I save over a half a foot of irrigation water per acre.
Jean-Pierre is saving about 160,000 gallons per acre on his Chardonnay grapes. And he has aggressively cut back his irrigation of vines producing red grapes. His yield is lower, but the quality of the grapes are higher, for which he gets a better price. Growers can get bigger yields by watering more, but they are working with a plant that can live on less in extremely dry conditions. For Dana Merrill, dry farming is one of a number of things that can be done to solve the water problem.
When you look at this agricultural-based community and the folks that live here and everything else, you compare it to some towns in the San Joaquin Valley or across the whole United States, and if you told folks what you're trying to maintain here and the kind of successful economy you've got here, and you ask them, is this worth trying to go to some trouble to protect and ensure, they would say, the hell yes it is. Like, we were trying to find some way. Go to Mendota or go to some of those towns over there that are just made disappear, and we've got something going on here that's pretty special, and to me it's worth some effort to see if we can't find a way to preserve our way of life and our economy.
In Edna Valley, Jason Lopez, KCBX News.